Hi guys, just a daily reminder that I ain't never seen a man that I fucking need, bitch. You're all replaceable, don't ever get too comfortable, and don't ever think otherwise. You're a guest in this household, and you can be kicked out just as quickly as you were welcomed in. Thank you.
Satisfying a woman's hypergamy actually used to be pretty easy because society used to believe that men were the superior gender. Men didn't need to be emotionally available. They didn't need to be involved in the raising of children. He didn't need to be particularly confident or even good looking. He just needed to be reliable. He needed to be a good provider, you know, make the money. And basically, so long as he did that role and didn't beat her, people would consider him a good man. Society would say, she's lucky to have him. As the decades have passed, expectations on men and what it takes to be a good man have changed. They've risen higher and higher and higher. And I think that that's a good thing because high expectations forces us to grow as people. We should have high standards. But recently, female hypergamy has exploded. And while most men are still satisfied with, she treats me nicely, women want so much more. What's more, they feel entitled to it because the genders have flipped. Women are now in the superior position. Women are seen as the more valuable gender. In the dating market, it is women that are the ones that are in demand, and so therefore they can set the price. Yes, she wants him to be reliable and a good provider, but she also wants him to be confident, tall, good looking, sharing 50-50 in the housework, involved with the children, emotionally available, etc., etc. Most men are having difficulty adjusting to these new expectations and they're sort of thinking back to the nostalgic past when women seemed a lot more easy to satisfy. For some men, they're even becoming bitter and angry because the whole situation just seems hopeless, like women seem impossible to please. It can be especially depressing when men convince themselves that they're playing in a rigged game, like how are you possibly meant to come out on top? How are you meant to win when female hypergamy means that women are constantly looking for the best thing, but there's always going to be a man that's better than you. I may be rich, but that guy is richer. I may have a good body, but this guy has even bigger muscles than I do. I might be smart, but this guy's even more intelligent. My God, this is impossible to win. I hate this. This sucks. Okay, first off, let me validate those emotions. If you're feeling like the dating market is really hard, really brutal as a man, and nobody really cares about how much you're struggling with it, that's normal. You should be feeling that way. The dating market is really, really tough. It's especially hard when you're a young guy and you haven't really had time to establish yourself in society yet. You know, you're still a boy growing into a man. Everything seems hard. And the expectations on you seem insane, especially when compared to young women who seem to have it so easy. And of course, just to add salt in the wound, nobody is acknowledging that you're having a difficult time with this. Society does not care about your struggles. In fact, as you grapple with your own loneliness and this feeling like you need to be Superman in order to just be considered average, society is going to heap blame and shame upon you and call you privileged and entitled because you belong to the demonized gender. It's really, really tough. And a lot of guys ask me, how exactly am I meant to satisfy women's hypergamy in the modern world? The expectations on men are crazy high to begin with, but when I start comparing myself to other men because women just want the best, it seems completely hopeless. Okay, before I answer that, it's really important that you listen to this next part of the video because I'm going to explain specifically how female hypergamy works because it isn't as dire as it seems when you actually understand. Yes, of course, there are always going to be men who are wealthier, better looking, more intelligent than you are, but understand this, when we're talking about female hypergamy, we say that women are looking for a high quality man, that does not necessarily mean the highest quality man. Even basic average women of medium quality have very high standards, I'm not denying that. But when we talk about hypergamy, what we're really saying is that women desire a certain level of competence from their man. She has in her mind a certain level of character, a certain level of achievement, of quality in a man, and she's looking for men who are above that threshold, which admittedly is very high, but it is reachable, at least for high quality women. It's actually one of the defining characteristics of what makes a woman high quality is that she has the capacity to be satisfied. But what I'm saying is that if a high quality woman has as part of her criteria that she wants to be with a man who is smart, that doesn't necessarily mean the smartest. Let's say her boyfriend has an IQ of 140. That's going to satiate her. She's not going to be miserable inside that relationship, desperately looking around the room, every party they go to for a man who has has an IQ of 145 or 150. No, he's good. He's smart enough. Let's say she really wants her man to be ambitious and she finds an ambitious man. Does she need him to be the most ambitious man on the planet? No, at a certain level of ambition, that's enough. It's satiated. She wants a man to be confident in social settings and she finds a man who's really comfortable with himself, happy to talk to people. Does that mean that she's going to leave him for the most confident guy in the room? No, not necessarily. High quality women do have high standards, but they can be reached. If you ever encounter one of these women who is looking for perfection in men, the absolute best, well, she's actually just self-sabotaging herself. It's a weird personality dysfunction that she's found herself on, and you're best avoiding those kinds of women. It's a red flag. If she can't be satisfied, just avoid her. But do you see the overall point that I'm making, which is that as a man, once you reach a certain level of competence and quality, then further comparison with your fellow men actually ceases to make sense. Like if you're in the top 92.5% of something, there's no point beating yourself up and feeling miserable and down on yourself because you're not in the top 92.3%. At that point, it's just self-defeating. You're making yourself miserable for no purpose. And what you're actually doing at that point is transferring the blame for your own dysfunctional thinking onto women and accusing them of having in crazy, out of control hypergamy and insane standards. Hopefully this isn't controversial to say. This should be common sense as the nuanced middle point. Yes, we can acknowledge women have crazy high standards, but for a man, if he is crippling himself with anxiety in the dating market because he's not the absolute best at everything, well, he's really got nobody to blame for himself. A high quality woman is going to be able to be satiated with someone who's just in the top percentile, doesn't need to be the absolute best. The simplest way that I can put it is that men need to stop striving to be the highest quality and just settle for high quality, because once you reach a certain threshold, that's enough for most women. And whether a woman chooses you or your neighbor or your best friend, it's not going to be so much about who's absolutely the best at everything. It's going to come down to more factors like whose personalities meld well together, who has similar goals and values, who has a shared history. It seems like a lot of men are having their paranoia about eventually being replaced by a woman stoked by the internet, like online man space, which talks a lot about women's high standards. But if you're ever reaching that point where dating or relationships seem futile because you're absolutely convinced you're going to be replaced at some point in the future, then you haven't truly understood what women are looking for, or more accurately to say, what you have to offer a woman. So what do you have that actually makes you irreplaceable, something that guarantees her loyalty and commitment? Well, consider for a moment what she actually needs from you. And that's a real question. Like, stop, think. What do women need from men? What does she want, but she cannot get herself? She does not possess herself. Masculinity. This is why again and again, I tell men on this channel to work on cultivating that masculinity, because that's what makes you potent in the dating market. That is the golden goose. That's what she finds attractive. So that's what you need to be cultivating. Women need masculinity in their life. There's just certain challenges, certain struggles that require a masculine approach. And women can bring that masculinity themselves, but they don't really want to. They're women. They would rather be feminine. And so if you come along, a high quality man with a competent masculinity, and you simplify her life and make it easier for her, you're going to make yourself irreplaceable. This needs to be on display from the beginning, because the way that a woman experiences your masculinity is through your frame. The strength of your frame depends upon your self-belief, the confidence that you're able to show at all times. So a lot of guys out there might consider themselves to be masculine men, but let me ask you this question. Do you know what your values are? Do you have inner peace and high self-esteem? Have you healed your inner traumas? Do you know what you want your future to look like? Do you know what your goals are? Do you know how you're going to achieve them? Do you understand the world? Have you figured out how it works? And what's more, do you understand yourself and where you fit as part of that world in a way that's advantageous? Do you know what you want in a partner? Do you know the qualities that you're looking for? Do you know how to treat a woman, how to make her feel desirable, protected, safe? Do you know how to be a leader in a relationship? When a woman meets you in the dating market, she needs to feel your presence as though it is a powerful force of nature, a huge amount of energy. Meeting you is like encountering this strong momentum that just leaves her stunned, as your energy energy says, this is me, this is what I'm about, and this is where I'm going. The momentum is so strong, in fact, that it doesn't even really pause for that long to encounter her, because you're like, I'm going this direction and I'm really excited about my life. You can hop on board if you like. If you haven't yet seen my iconic video, Men Are Islands and Women Are Boats, then you definitely need to check that out. I'll put a link in the description box below. Even if you've seen it, it might be worth watching it again just to remind yourself of these fundamentals, because at the core of it, it explains what women are looking for and therefore what men should be doing. And now we get to the most interesting part of this video. If you've kept watching up until this point, good for you. I'm going to reward you because this next piece of knowledge really ties it all in together. I'm going to explain why that masculinity that you have been cultivated makes you as a specific, unique individual irreplaceable compared to other men. I want you to understand that her experience of your masculinity cannot be replaced by another man, because his masculinity is by definition going to be different, because true masculinity cannot be imitation. It can't be fake. It is authentic, and it relates to you as a unique individual. When you lead from your core with a raw, honest masculinity, that's when it becomes the most potent, and that's what she finds attractive. There's nothing sexier to a woman than a man who leads from true confidence in who he is. Women can sense it. There's a part of their biology that is just wired to respond to that kind of a strength from a man. When he is absolutely in touch with his true core desires and he can confidently lead from that place, assert the legitimacy of those desires, and then go after them with confidence and force, it sweeps her away. But do you see, that can't really be faked. It can't be an imitation, because in order for you to experience that depth of masculinity, you have to be in touch with yourself. You have to know who you are and what you want, because only leading from that core place of yourself is going to give that masculinity that vital potency that makes it just come alive. I know that there are some masculinity channels that tell guys to make a lot of money, to go to the gym, you know, to find successful men that they admire and respect, and to essentially imitate them. And it's not terrible advice. Even if you're just faking it and you're pretending to be some man that you're not, it's probably going to be better than what you were doing before, because so many men believe that just be yourself garbage that, you know, Hollywood tries to push. And they think to themselves, if I'm being true to my authentic self, what I'd really like to do is eat junk food, smoke cigarettes, stay at home all day playing video games. I don't want to go socialize. I don't want to try and get a girlfriend because that's really scary. That provokes my social anxiety. So that's just not the authentic me. So of course, if you've got some guy saying, be like these men, they're successful, you know, make your money, go out, speak to women, go to the gym, it's going to feel inauthentic to begin with. But that's simply because you're tapping into a part of your personality that you don't have much exposure to. You've sort of tried to avoid pain, so you stay, you know, nice and safe inside your cocoon. You want to stay where it's comfortable. That doesn't mean that it's more authentic. There's a certain amount of wisdom in the fake it till you make it. You know, maybe you guys can relate to this in some areas, like maybe eating healthy food. You didn't enjoy it to start with, but after like 3 to 6 months of really watching your nutrition and eating healthy meals, you feel so much better that it no longer feels like an inauthentic chore that you have to do. It's like, no, this is really a true version of myself. The same could be said to going to the gym. It's really hard to start with, but eventually it becomes like a core part of your identity. Or being social, making new friends, chatting up women. Scary to start with. Oh, this isn't me. This feels inauthentic. But once you get good at it, you're like, whoa, that was always me. The road to authenticity is not easy, especially as a man. It's not gifted to you. If you want to find out who you truly are at your core, then you have to go out and fight dragons in order to get to it. There may be things that you absolutely hate to begin with, but if you stick with them, they might end up feeling like the most authentic part of yourself. So I don't think that there's anything wrong with a little bit of imitation, you know, finding men that you admire and just living the way that they do, because in my mind, that's just the sort of experimentation that young guys should do. Your late teens and 20s should basically be a whole bunch of imitation and experimentation. Try this out, try that out, you know, try out a million different things until you find something that feels like it's authentically you. But never forget that if you want that true, powerful, raw form of masculinity, you can't settle ultimately just for imitation. It's not good enough. Eventually, you need to take the reins of life itself and say, this is me and I'm going to manifest me in the world. Not some imitation, not some fakery. you, who you are at your core. That is true strength. And when a man is leading from his core, it's really attractive to women. And it makes him irreplaceable because that particular brand of masculinity cannot be replicated by anybody else. It's unique to you because it's based on your personality. It's actually that form of masculinity that has the power to change the world. And it can certainly change the internal world of a woman. When she encounters a man with that kind of masculinity, she feels it. He is a force that's now inside her psyche, and if you're doing your job right, she likes it. Once you're in touch with that masculinity, you will find women are a lot more attracted to you. And when you're in a relationship with one of these women, don't be surprised if you find yourself irreplaceable and all your concerns and paranoia about being replaced by men who are the highest quality suddenly drift away. I don't think anybody really enjoys being disapproved of socially, you know, being ostracized, being judged, but I think that it does affect women more than it does men. And what's more, I think it's more legitimate to judge a man if he cares what other people think of him more than a woman. There are interesting evolutionary factors for this, and this is the topic of my latest Patreon discussion. That's where I post a little bit longer content, a little bit more in-depth, a lot more nuanced. So if you'd like access to that, then please come over to my Patreon. You might not realize it, but for every video that I post here on YouTube, I post an additional bonus video on my Patreon. That means that at the moment, you're only seeing half of the total content that I create. If you'd like access to the other half, then please come over to my Patreon. Also, if you're experiencing relationship difficulties, you're having problems in the dating market, and you want my advice, hit me up on Hey Hero. Tell me what's going on for you. I'll create a personalized video just for you. And lastly, if you want to test your knowledge of all this stuff about dating, sexuality, gender dynamics, then you want to check out my paid course, 100 Sides of Women. It features 10 real stories, 10 questions in each, 100 points in total. It's 6.5 hours of video content. I think the value for money is absolutely tremendous. You want to check out the reviews. People absolutely love this course. What's more, there's a free bonus test of the video that you can do for free. You don't have to pay anything, so you can check out to see if the format works for you. Anyway, there's a link to the description box below to the course, also to a video that explains the whole thing. I highly recommend you check it out.